plan to use a poison described as napalm for mice to crush the devastating New South Wales mouse plague has been refused. The state government says the Australian Pesticide and Veterinary Medicines Authority won't give approval to use bromodiolone. David Sparks explains.
Weather has slowed the mice down in some paddocks, but in others they're still running rampant. Liverpool Plains grain grower Xavier Martin has been working into the night lately, sowing seed and laying mouse bait.
Farmers have had to abandon some paddocks, in some cases whole farms. There's a lot of households that are really difficult to live in at the moment, and there's a lot of human health issues out on farms at the moment.
He's Vice President of New South Wales Farmers, and he told ABC Central West yesterday's decision by federal authorities rejecting a proposal to use the poison bromodiolone isn't unexpected.
New South Wales Farmers Association always had a question mark over the usefulness or the merit or the science behind just where we go with this second generation anticoagulate. It is used under specific purposes in ceilings and walls in buildings, but globally there's really no use for it in broadacre agriculture.
Xavier Martin hopes this will now pave the way for an even greater focus on the poison currently being used, zinc phosphide. The application to use bromodiolone was made by the New South Wales government and rejected by the Australian Pesticides and Veterinary Medicines Authority. New South Wales Agriculture Minister Adam Marshall says a lot of planning had already gone into distributing bromodiolone.
Well, I'm very disappointed, and so are many, many farmers across New South Wales. I mean, this application was made for a one-off emergency permit just to give farmers that wish to take advantage of it another tool in their kit bag to try and keep a lid on the mice plague.
Others are pleased with yesterday's decision. Dr. Maggie Watson is an expert on ornithology at Charles Sturt University. She says bromodiolone poses an unacceptable risk to wildlife and livestock.
This particular chemical, bromodiolone, lasts in the environment between 130 and 180 days, meaning that anything can continue to accumulate enough to kill it through either eating the bait alone or from animals that have eaten that bait.
Which is the more likely of those two?
The secondary poisoning for other animals besides mice, rats, and some lizards that are attracted to the bait itself.
So where do you stand on the poison that's mostly being used at the moment, zinc phosphide?
Zinc phosphide is a very effective poison. It has a risk of secondary poisoning, just like any poison does, and we have seen some of that. But it is very effective and is working well, so I do have issues with it in terms of secondary poisoning, but its use right now, I think it is an effective tool.
You're not opposed to its use right now?
I am not opposed to its use right now.
For farmers like Xavier Martin, the fight against the mice goes on.
The experts tell us that, there's a 20, 30, maybe 40% chance there'll be a disease that'll get into them and wipe them out. But there's also the balance of that, perhaps 50, 60% or more chance that they'll overwinter quite well and then breed up and explode in the spring to threaten the harvest.
That's Xavier Martin from the New South Wales Farmers Association, ending David Sparks' report.